Welcome back. It's the 12 Days of Human Design series. So over the course of these 12 days, we are doing a little mini reading on each member of my family so that you can really begin to understand that human design is much more than a label or a type. At the time of this recording, we are all generator types. We have one more baby due in our family, so that's why I keep saying at the time of this recording. Right now, there are 8 manifesting generators and 3 generators, and we're all completely different. You could never look at all of us and say, well, they're all generators, they're all the same. So the point of this 12-part series is for you to really understand the nuances of human design. And we're just covering, you know, 3 or 4 parts of each person's design so that it's really consumable for you. Today, we're talking about my daughter Emily's chart. Emily is the middle child in our family. She just turned 30 this year. It's hard to believe because I still feel like I'm, you know, 34 or 36. But she turned 30 this year. And at the time of this recording, she's about to have her third baby any day. Have your own chart ready as we go through this episode so that you can relate what I'm covering here to your own life. I walk you through where to find the pieces in your own chart. So if you're looking at your chart or your child's chart or your whole family's charts in front of you, then you'll be able to do that as you listen to this episode. If you don't yet have your human design chart, pause this episode right now. Go on over to the website. It's linked in the show notes, but it's vickidixon.com, and download your chart for free. And then you can follow along with us in this episode.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
Generators have loads of energy. They should be busy all the time, and they are unstoppable. If this is what you think about a human design generator, then the episode that we're looking at today on my daughter Emily is going to put a twist on that thinking for you. M is anything but busy all the time. In fact, when I ran her chart at first, I was sure she was going to be a projector. She's really wise. She has this gentle way of guiding energies. And she tends to need more rest than the rest of us. But remember, her family of origin, the 5 of us, there are 4 of us who are manifesting generators, and she's a generator with an undefined throat. And that undefined throat is a really big piece of the puzzle. So today we're going to be talking about all of the ways that M doesn't necessarily fit the stereotype of generators. And I'm hoping that you can kind of look at some of these nuances and see, huh, it's really not the best idea to just stop at type. There are thousands of ways that every piece of the human design chart can play out, so it's impossible to paint all generators with the same brush. Generators are 33% of the population. They're not all the same. And whatever type you are in your design, you're not the same as anyone else because there are so many different ways that the chart plays out. Remember that you energize your design. So M is a 2-4 generator, and she has an undefined throat. As far as definition goes, when you look at her chart in the show notes, she doesn't really have a lot of definition. She has 3 centers defined and 6 centers undefined. So the 3 centers that are defined for her are all motors. She has a root center defined, a sacral center defined, and an emotional solar plexus defined. If you were to meet her in real life, 3 words would come to mind: calm, kind, and grounded. That's not typically what you think of when you think of a generator, I'm guessing. M has a really unique way of looking at the world. She sees wonder, and she has a great deal of insight. She can take things and turn them on their heads in the most beautiful way, but she doesn't always have the words for this. She just knows. This is in her design, and it's also in her life. M doesn't ever have a lot of words. She's not a talker, and that flies in the face of the undefined throat. Most often, people with an undefined throat talk incessantly, but that's the unhealthy expression of the undefined throat. I do often wonder, with my human design hat on, if M is a healthy expression of the undefined throat, or if she's super conditioned because she was surrounded by manifesting generators since birth. It's probably a bit of both, right? So M has 3 motors defined in her chart, but none of them reach her throat. So she needs recognition to take action. And this is a big piece of the puzzle with the undefined throat. And sometimes when I'm working with clients, they'll see this need for recognition as almost a weakness or an ego thing, or like they feel like they need to be stroked. It's not like that at all. It's like a calling out. It's just like the projector needs recognition, right? The undefined throat needs recognition as well, because in human design, it's all about getting energy to the throat. The throat center is a center for manifestation, for taking action. And I don't mean manifestation as far as, you know, I want to manifest $1 million. I mean like manifesting, getting something started, manifesting action. It all starts with the throat center. So look at your own chart. Your throat center is the third center down from the top. If it's white, not colored in, it's undefined. And the conditioning of this center is to look for attention in unhealthy ways. This often shows up when I'm working with children. The minute I see an undefined throat in a child, I know that that parent is hearing from the school that little Johnny is acting out or speaking out in class. It never fails. With adults that I work with, often those with an undefined throat will talk and talk and talk and talk. Like, honest to God, sometimes I'm in a 90-minute reading and I think that they talk for 88 minutes of it. That might be a bit of an exaggeration. But if you have an undefined throat, you will be a verbal processor to a degree, but it's important to understand whether you're talking to hear your thoughts, which is a really important part of your process with an undefined throat, or whether you're subconsciously trying to get attention. And I know that feels kind of yucky, and I know it kind of stings a little bit. It's just a tendency. It's just a tendency of that undefined throat because you often won't feel seen and heard. So you'll want to do something to feel seen and heard with an undefined throat. And remember that if you're looking at the chart of your child, is that they need to be seen and heard. And what are healthy ways to be seen and heard? That's what we want to teach people with an undefined throat, is a healthy way to be seen and heard, a healthy way to look for recognition. So if you have an undefined throat, or if someone in your life has an undefined throat, you need to be recognized. You need to be recognized. You need someone to say, that is really great how you can do that. I really appreciate X about you. You're amazing at this thing over here. And that's just like, I'm like zhuzhing up my throat. It just like feels so good for the undefined throat to be called into action that way. It's easier to get things started when you're recognized. So another center that's undefined for M is your G center. This is the diamond shape in the middle of the body graph. So if it's defined for you, it'll be colored in yellow. And if it's undefined, it will be white like M's is in the show notes. So this is the center for direction. When it's undefined, you'll tend to be someone who questions their direction in life. Your sense of self may vary a little bit. And I don't mean that you don't know who you are. And I think that's something that kind of gets thrown around in human design circles. It's like, I don't really love that languaging. I think it's more that you could be anyone. You could be anyone, and you will be naturally a chameleon. You'll fit in with lots of different crowds of people if this center is undefined for you. M's husband, my son-in-law, has this center undefined, and he is the most beautiful example of this. He is a connector, and he will just fit in and to any group he's in. He can just fit in. It's amazing to watch. Even before I understood human design, I would marvel at that ability of his to fit in anywhere. But the downside of this is that it can constantly be, so if the center is undefined for you, you may find that you continually question if you're on the right path. If you have a business, you might be continually changing your offers, continually changing your niche, because you just don't feel like you're on purpose yet. You just don't feel like you're on purpose yet. You don't have this like really rigid sense of who you are, if that makes sense. In M's G center, we see gates 46 and 7 defined. So this energy is going to be variable for her because it's in an undefined center. So it's defined for her when she's with someone with a defined G center, which is most of our family. And I want to explain that for you for your chart. When you have gates that are defined or colored in your chart, in undefined centers or centers that are not colored in, that energy is going to be variable for you. You're not always going to have access to that energy. It'll be defined for you when transits define your centers or when you're with people who have those centers defined. So you don't have consistent access to that energy. It's not something that's with you all the time. It is who you are, but it varies a little bit. So gate 46 is all about serendipity. And it's kind of funny for M because she actually named her yoga studio Serendipity Lane. The energy in gate 46 is all about succeeding where others fail. It's also a love of the body. A lot of body workers will have this gate defined, and M's no exception as a yoga teacher. This is a hanging gate for her. So a hanging gate means that it's defined, but the gate on the other side that would connect that channel is not defined. So it's a hanging gate for her, which would connect to gate 29, but doesn't. So she may often struggle with being certain of what's worth committing to, not understanding what's right for her to commit to. And sometimes she can overcommit and then find that it's really hard to get out of commitments. I'm sure that never happens to you, but just in case it does, it's something to watch for. It's like, am I overcommitting myself? Gate 7 is leadership energy, but it's really sneaky. Gate 7 is the gate of a leader who doesn't know that they're leading. People just follow them. You just lead by being yourself. And this is the easy manner that M has about her. In the beginning, I said that M is calm and grounded, and she doesn't appear super energetic like the stereotypical generator does, right? And I think a big key to that when I look at her design is her format energy. So look at your own chart. The format energies are the energies that connect the root center, so the center at the bottom, to the sacral center, the red center, the second one up. And when you have energies there, gates defined, channels defined there, it formats your entire chart. So what does that mean? It means that no matter what else is happening in your design, you got to come back to those energies because they kind of lay a foundation, or they like have an overlay over the whole design that says, you may be a generator, but I'm going to cover it in this format energy. I'm going to give it a really good coating of this energy, and it's going to flavor everything that you do. And M's format energy is the channel of concentration. It's focused stillness, that 952 channel. So are you connecting the dots now? We have a generator with an undefined throat, which means that she doesn't naturally step into action. She leads by being herself, and she has a design of focused stillness. The energy that grounds her, so the second number down on the right side of her chart, the second planet down is what energy grounds you in your design. So for M, that is gate 22, the gate of grace. So all of these pieces play together to make a calmer, more grounded version of a generator. Does that make sense to you? So one more thing I want to unpack with you here is M's profile. She's a 2-4. If you have a second line profile, your profile will be listed where it says your type and strategy. It will say whatever your profile is. It's a set of two numbers. So if you have a second line profile, in traditional human design, we refer to you as a hermit. And this is M, like 100% this is M. It's me too, because I'm a 2-4 as well. So second line profiles are naturals. Every second line profile has a natural genius that they don't even know that they have. It's not until it's called out of you that you're able to share it with the world. And second line profiles need time to hermit away. They hermit away from the world and they recharge, and then the world calls them back out to share their gift. And that is the genius. So if you have a second line profile, it's really important to be able to take time away from everyone whenever you're feeling called to. You'll feel that in your body. It's like, I have to be away. And when you're in tune with your own energetic needs, that is a beautiful piece. Profile is a big piece of your human design puzzle, and aligning with your profile is powerful, powerful step. So if you're a second line, even if you're a fifth line, if you're a second line though, you really need to pull yourself away so that you can recharge and then be called out again. So for M, with 3 kids under 4 in the house, I'm not sure she's going to get to hermit away very much for the next little while. But it's important for her to try to do that when she can. And I guess that's why God gave us Mimis. That's me. I'm a Mimi. So when you're ready to look at the nuances of your own human design, you can head on over to the website. It's VickiDixon.com and book your own reading. We are going to spend 75 to 90 minutes. Most often we can get it done in 90 minutes, going over all of the intricacies of you so that you can step into your strengths and understand all the nuances of your own design and how they play together as we step into 2024. Human design is your best shot at staying unjaded as life kicks you around. So come on back tomorrow where we're doing Emily's partner Nick's human design chart. Nick is a 3420 manifesting generator. He is like full on all the time. Nick is what you think of, I think, when you think of a manifesting generator. So we're going to unpack some pieces of his design. And his is the chart, I think, that we're looking at his Saturn return in. So stay unjaded. I'll see you tomorrow.